Well, good morning. It is December 24th, 2021. Merry Christmas Eve, and welcome to our daily Bible reading. I'm doing it a little different angle so you can see my little Charlie Brown Christmas tree here behind me, but just to get a little bit festive, actually. But that said, today we're going to continue in our Bible reading, Second Chronicles chapter 29, Revelation chapter 15, Zechariah chapter 11, and John chapter 14. So let's get into the word today. Second Chronicles chapter 29. Hezekiah began to reign when he was 25 years old, and he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Abijah, the daughter of Zechariah, and he did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, according to all that David his father had done. In the first year of his reign, in the first month, he opened the doors of the house of the Lord and repaired them. He brought in the priests and the Levites and assembled them in the square of the east and said to them, "Hear me, Levites, now consecrate yourselves and consecrate the house of the Lord, the God of your fathers, and carry out the filth from the holy place. For our fathers have been unfaithful and have done what was evil in the sight of the Lord our God. They have forsaken him and have turned away their faces from the habitation of the Lord and turned their backs. They also shut the doors of the vestibule and put out the lamps and have not burned incense or burnt offerings in the holy place and the God to the God of Israel. And therefore the wrath of the Lord came on Judah and Jerusalem, and he made them an object of horror, of astonishment and of hissing, as you see with your own eyes. For behold, our fathers have fallen by the sword, and our sons and our daughters and our wives are in captivity for this. Now it is in my heart to make a covenant with the Lord, the God of Israel, in order that his fierce anger may turn away from us. My sons, do not now neglect, for the Lord has chosen you to stand in his presence, to minister to him and to be his ministers and make offering to him." Then the Levites arose, Mahath, the son of Amasai, and Joel, the son of Azariah, of the sons of the Kohathites, and of the sons of Merari, Kish, the son of Abdi, and Azariah, the son of Jehalel, and of the Gershonites, Joah, the son of Zimnah, and Eden, the son of Joah, and of the sons of Elathan, Shimri, and Juel, and of the sons of Asaph, Zechariah, and Mattaniah, and the sons of Haman, Jeuel, and Shimei, and of the sons of Jethun, Shemaiah, and Uziel. And they gathered their brothers and consecrated themselves and went in as the king had commanded by the word of the Lord to cleanse the house of the Lord. The priests went into the inner part of the house of the Lord to cleanse it, and they brought out all the uncleanness that they found in the temple of the Lord into the court of the house of the Lord. And the Levites took it and carried it out to the brook of Kidron. And they began to consecrate on the first day of the month, and on the eighth day of the month they came to the vestibule of the Lord. Then for 8 days they consecrated the house of the Lord, and on the 16th day of the first month they finished. Then they went to Hezekiah the king and said, "We have cleansed all the house of the Lord, the altar of burnt offering and of its utensils, and the table for the showbread and all of its utensils, all the utensils that King Ahaz discarded in his reign when he was faithless. We have made ready and consecrated, and behold, they are before the altar of the Lord." Then Hezekiah the king rose early and gathered the officials of the city and went up to the house of the Lord, and they brought 7 bulls, 7 rams, 7 lambs, 7 male goats for the sin offering for the kingdom and for the sanctuary and for Judah. And he commanded the priests, the sons of Aaron, to offer them on the burnt altar of the Lord. And so they slaughtered the bulls, and the priests received the blood and threw it against the altar. And they slaughtered the rams, and the blood was thrown against the altar. And they slaughtered the lambs, and their blood was thrown against the altar. And the goats for the sin offering were brought to the king and the assembly, and they laid their hands on them. And the priests slaughtered them and made a sin offering with their blood on the altar to make atonement for all of Israel. For the king commanded that the burnt offering and the sin offering should be made for all Israel. And he stationed the Levites in the house of the Lord with cymbals, harps, and lyres, according to the commandment of David and of Gad, the king's seer, and of Nathan, the prophet. For the commandment was from the Lord through the prophets. And the Levites stood with the instruments of David and the priests with the trumpets. Then Hezekiah commanded that the burnt offering be offered on the altar. And when the burnt offering began, the song to the Lord began also. And the trumpets accompanied by the instrument of David, king of Israel. The whole assembly worshipped, and the singers sang, and the trumpeters sounded. And all this continued until the burnt offering was finished. When the offering was finished, the king and all those present with him bowed themselves and worshipped. And Hezekiah the king and the officials commanded the Levites to sing praises to the Lord with the words of David and of Asaph the seer. And they sang praises with gladness, and they bowed down and worshipped. And then Hezekiah said, You have now consecrated yourself to the Lord. Come near, bring sacrifices and thank offerings to the house of the Lord. And the assembly brought sacrifices and thank offerings, and all who were of willing heart brought burnt offerings. The number of the burnt offerings that the assembly brought was 70 bulls, 100 rams, 200 lambs. All these were for a burnt offering to the Lord, and the consecrated offerings were 600 bulls and 3,000 sheep. But the priests were too few and could not flay all the burnt offerings. And so until other priests had consecrated themselves, their brothers the Levites helped them until the work was finished. For the Levites were more upright in heart than the priests in the in consecrating themselves. Beside the great number of burnt offerings, there was the fat of the peace offering, and there were the drink offerings for the burnt offerings, and thus the service of the house of the Lord was restored. And Hezekiah and all the people rejoiced because God had prepared for the people, for the thing came about suddenly. That was 2 Chronicles chapter 29. Let's move on over to the New Testament, to Revelation, Revelation chapter 15. Revelation chapter 15. Then I saw another sign in heaven, and amazing, great and amazing, seven angels with seven plagues, which are the last, for with them the wrath of God is finished. And I saw what appeared to be a sea of glass mingled with fire, and also those who had conquered the beast and its image and the number of its name standing beside the sea of glass with harps of God in their hand. And they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, great and amazing are your deeds, O Lord God, the Almighty. Just and true are your ways, O King of the nations. Who will not fear, O Lord, and glorify your name? For you alone are holy. All nations will come and worship you, for your righteous acts have been revealed. After this I looked, and the sanctuary of the tent of witness in heaven was opened. And out of the sanctuary came the seven angels with the seven plagues, clothed in pure, bright linen, with golden sashes around their chests. And one of the four living creatures gave to the seven angels seven golden bowls full of the wrath of God, who lives forever and ever. And the sanctuary was filled with smoke from the glory of God and from his power. And no one could enter the sanctuary until the seven plagues of the seven angels were finished. That was Revelation chapter 15. Let's move on over to the Old Testament once again, to Zechariah chapter 11. Zechariah chapter 11. Open your doors, O Lebanon, that the fire may devour your cedars. Wail, O Cyprus, for the cedar has fallen. For the glorious trees are ruined. Wail, oaks of Bashan, for the thick forest has felled. The sound of the wail of the shepherds, for the glory is ruined. The sound of the roar of lions, for the thicket of the Jordan is ruined. And thus said the Lord my God, become shepherd of the flock, doomed to slaughter. And those who buy them slaughter them and go unpunished. And those who sell them say, blessed be the Lord, I have become rich. And their own shepherds have no pity for them. For I will no longer have pity on the inhabitants of this land, declares the Lord. Behold, I will cause each of them to fall into the hand of his neighbor, and each into the hand of his king, and they shall crush the land, and I will deliver none from their hand. So I became the shepherd of the flock, doomed to be slaughtered by the sheep traders. And I took two staffs, one named Favor and the other named Union, and I tended the sheep. In 1 month I destroyed the three shepherds, but I became impatient with them, and they also detested me. And so I said, I will not be your shepherd. What is to die, let it die. What is to be destroyed, let it be destroyed, and let those who are left devour the flesh of one another. And I took my staff, Favor, and broke it, annulling the covenant that I made with all of the peoples. And so it was annulled on that day, and the sheep traders who were watching me knew that it was the word of the Lord. Then I said to them, if it seems good to you, give me my wages, but if not, keep them. And they weighed out my wages, 30 pieces of silver. And then the Lord said to me, throw it to the potter, and the lordly price at which I was priced by them. And so I took the 30 pieces of silver and threw it into the house of the Lord to the potter. And then I broke my staff, Union, annulling the brotherhood between Judah and Israel. And then the Lord said to me, take once more the equipment of a foolish shepherd. For behold, I am raising up the land, a shepherd who does not care for those being destroyed, or seek the young, or heal the maimed, or nourish the healthy, but devours the flesh of the fat ones, tearing off even their hooves. Woe to my worthless shepherd who deserts the flock. May the sword strike his arm and his right eye. Let his arm be wholly withered, his right eye utterly blinded. That is Zechariah chapter 11. Let's move on over to our final reading today on this Christmas Eve, John chapter 14. John chapter 14. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. and you know the way to where I am going. And Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? And Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. And Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and it is enough for us. And Jesus said to him, have I been with you so long, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father is in me, or else believe on account of the works themselves. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do, and greater works than these will he do, because I am going to the Father. And whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. And if you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, for he dwells with you, and he will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. And yet a little while, and the world will see me no more, but you will see me, because I live, you also will live. In that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. And whoever has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. Judas, not Iscariot, said to him, Lord, how is it that you will manifest yourself to us and not to the world? And Jesus answered him, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and he will come to him and make our home with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, and the word that you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. And these things I have spoken to you while I was still with you. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I will give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. You have heard me say to you, I am going away and I will come to you. If you love me, you would have rejoiced because I am going to be with the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it takes place, so that when it does take place, you may believe. And I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of the world is coming. He has no claim on me. But I do as the Father has commanded me, so that the world may know that I love the Father. Rise, let us go from here. Amen. That was our reading today for December 24th, Christmas Eve, 2021. Thank you all so much for joining me. I really, really, really would love to have you join us for the Christmas Eve candlelight service tonight. It is at 4 p.m. It is one of the most beautiful services of the year. Please, please, please take the time to come. Just that short amount of time. I know, it gets busy for everybody, but just as your pastor, I think that it is so important that we all get into the right frame of mind for Christmas. And I think that this service does a wonderful job at that. We do it on purpose early in the day. We do it at 4 o'clock so that we can still have the dark of, with the candle lights. But also so that you can get home and be with your family and enjoy the evening. And so make the sacrifice. Come on out. Encourage others to do that. Invite a friend. I'm going to be preaching the gospel again, especially unsaved. And so Lord willing, God will do something through this service. But Lord willing, I'll see you tonight and tomorrow morning on bright and early on Christmas Day. See you later. Bye now. Stay in the Word.